Let's turn now to an NPR exclusive on the latest efforts in the world of genetic research. A Swedish scientist is now experimenting with modifying the genes in healthy human embryos. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein learned about the experiments while on a recent tour of the scientist's lab in Stockholm, and Rob joins us now. It's good to talk with you.
Nice to be here.
So first of all, who is this scientist and what exactly is he doing?
His name is Friedrich Lahner, and he's a developmental biologist at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm. And he's trying to learn more about the early stages of human development by using new genetic editing tools that just made these kinds of experiments possible.
Okay, so what exactly are these experiments then?
So he's working with two-day-old embryos that were donated by couples who went through IVF to try to have babies. And he's using this new genetic engineering technique that I mentioned to make changes in different genes that he thinks may be crucial for normal, healthy embryonic development. Now, the goal here is to try to figure out what goes wrong for certain women and makes them either incapable of getting pregnant or unable to carry pregnancies to term. Lahner hopes what he learns will lead to new ways to treat infertility and prevent miscarriages from happening and help millions of women have healthy babies. He also hopes that he'll learn things about embryonic stem cells that will help scientists turn them into treatments for lots of diseases, you know, incurable diseases like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or diabetes.
Well, it's interesting because obviously lots of laudable reasons for this type of experimentation, but it's really controversial, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's extremely controversial. You know, it's been kind of considered off limits for decades for scientists to make any kind of changes in the genes in human eggs, sperm, or embryos. And the reason is fears that someone might try to make a baby this way. And the concern about that is that, you know, would it be safe? Would it work? Or, you know, after all, this is new technology. The scientists don't really know how to use it yet. And they could accidentally create some new disease that would then be passed down for generations and kind of, you know, mess up the human gene pool.
But in addition to those safety concerns, there are some significant moral and ethical issues as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the sort of the bigger fear here is that someday this could lead to what people call designer babies. You know, that's where scientists create, you know, genetically engineered embryos to produce babies with any kind of traits that parents might want. It's, you know, it's the kind of stuff that's been, you know, kind of fodder for dystopian science fiction for decades, you know, books like Brave New World and movies like Gattaca. The worry is that we may kind of be on the cusp of that sort of thing becoming a reality. And that raises all kinds of concerns about, you know, genetically engineering the human race and even trying to create what could be perceived as genetically superior people.
So what does the scientist in Sweden, Friedrich Lahner, say about all of this?
Well, he says, look, he has no interest in anything like that. In fact, would be opposed to it. He just wants to do basic research that he hopes will lead to important new insights into basic human biology that could alleviate a lot of suffering and help a lot of people. He's only planning to study the embryos that he creates for maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks tops. And in fact, in Sweden right now, it would be illegal to try to create a baby using a genetically modified human embryo.
So that's in Sweden. But is anyone else in other parts of the world trying this sort of experiment?
Well, you know, there are scientists in China had previously already created genetically modified human embryos using defective human embryos. So it wouldn't be a surprise if scientists there tried to do similar things using healthy human embryos. And researchers in Britain have gotten government approval to do the kinds of experiments that are being now started in Sweden, and they plan to start those later this year. In the United States, scientists can't use federal funding to do any kind of research on human embryos, but they could try this using, you know, private funding or state funding. Well, we haven't heard about anything like that right now, but that's a possibility. And in the meantime, the National Academy of Sciences has been in the midst of a big international initiative to try to provide some guidance to scientists about really how far they should go, how far scientists should be allowed to go when it comes to tinkering with genes in human embryos. They're expected to issue their recommendations by the end of the year, maybe early next year.
Well, that's NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Rob, thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Nice to be here.